Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Late at night, I toss and turn and dream of what I need, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the preview show, sponsored by Betway. The FA Cup semi-finals are upon us. It's Friday the 17th of July. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Luke Moore.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Let's go.
We are all holding out for a hero.
Yeah.
We are. Frankie Aero from Chemical Romance.
Is it my Chemical Romance?
You can have it if you want, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not using it.
He's your hero of choice.
No, but I just always think holding out for an Hierro, I always think of... Fernando Hierro. Frank Hierro.
Yeah. He was a hero.
More on them later. Romance.
More on Lawson.
And not Big Sam's Bolton.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
Oh, dear. Let's think about Big Sam's Bolton for a moment.
Mm.
We've already discussed there's a really pat running order today, and now you're bringing that to the table.
Can we think of Big Sam's Bolt? No, come on.
He's bringing his pint of wine to the table.
What, Big Sam's got a crossbow? What?
What?
Imagine that, Big Sam, drunk,
yeah,
walking around with a crossbow.
Actually calling the work experience.
Yeah.
Sounds worse than it actually was.
As Jim Campbell rightly said on the one of these episodes a week or so ago, Ashley Cole got away quite lightly with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Must have been some other stuff that happened around the same time.
Well, do you reckon he was provoked by the work experience that he shot an air pistol at him?
No, I don't know who the work experience was. He's probably an international footballer now. But it wasn't a work experience. Wasn't it a youth team?
I think it was work experience.
How did you do work experience at a football club like that?
Was he in the city walls of York and the work experience was a Scotsman?
And it was a Sunday afternoon, so it was fine. Yeah,
I wish someone would have a pop at him with an air pistol while he's on air, because I don't think he's very good.
Oh,
that's a severe.
I started. I went, I would like Ashley Cole to be shot with an air pistol on telly. And I was like, that sounds a bit strong, but doesn't it?
Is that your threshold? That if they're not very good, they should be shot with an air pistol on
They should
on
be
TV.
Shot at their feet, and they should do a little dance like in a Western.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Also, if it happens now, you're a suspect.
Because I think maybe he's hiding in plain sight. Did the old Walter White?
I was the one.
People never suspect him. He wouldn't say it on a massive podcast.
I was the one on BT with the Savages Wanker sign.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was very enjoyable.
Well, it was a Newcastle or Newcastle fans.
Mm. Yeah.
But as a Newcastle fan, Peter, we very pleased to see Iosi Perez scoring for his Leicester City side against Sheffield United.
It was a little trickle toe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'd call that. A little trickle toe.
Trickle toe.
I tell you something. We're going to start with the Premier League, ladies and gentlemen, because there was some action last night. I don't know if you've the word. that has reached you. But it was a big one in terms of those European places. Leicester City, they beat Sheffield United 2-0. Damn it all. Iose Perez and his hair gel got the opener.
Yeah, they're making a bit of a fool out of us because we sort of said, I think it might have been you, Luke, said, I can't see where the next Leicester points are coming from.
No, that definitely wasn't me. No. There's eight Ramble people to choose from.
Yes,
you chose the wrong one there, mate.
Safety in numbers.
And
safety
numbers. One of you mugs said at some point, admittedly earlier on in the season when it was a little bit more up for grabs, right, that Leicester had a chance at the title.
Yeah.
you said they're on the verge of something. No, they certainly are on the verge of something.
To be fair,
Andros has put them away last night, hasn't he?
Null and void.
Null and void.
Null and void. Well, of course,
COVID out of our little gentleman's agreement.
Can I just say, agreement in the small
you
groups.
Two will be going head to head later. There's no time to go. And we're more on that in the second half. You're not going head to head now, but Andros fucking Townsend again.
Only because I know he'll win. Later.
Specifically, in the small print, null and void if a pandemic happens.
Okay, fair dues.
You can take it to the courts.
I didn't look
want.
At my slip.
Yeah. And also, with regards to Leicester, I asked the question, are Leicester on the verge of a title? I didn't say that.
Very different.
Would you accept that it was a leading question?
Yeah.
Followed by quite a lot of a whooping and a hollering.
Jordan Peterson just asking the question whether certain people are terrible.
Always with that again.
Jordan Peterson. Yeah.
What are you doing that for?
Just bringing it
can't
in.
Help it, can he?
Bring
it
truth,
he's having a midlife crisis.
Oh, dearie me.
I'm listening to John Peterson.
From one Usson to the other, Dean Henderson kept Leicester at bay for a bit.
Is that what you want from a goalkeeper?
Yeah,
for a bit.
I mean, what are his specialities? He's really good at keeping teams at bay for a bit. Okay.
Yeah, but if his teammates don't help out with the other end.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's true. And Luke, is he giving you a bit of hope because you've been a bit down on Jordan Pickford of late?
Right.
Another Jordan. As Ancelotti even said about Pickers. So Henderson, you know.
It's nice to go into a podcast environment, give an opinion, feel that no one in that studio shares that opinion, particularly him. And then get backed up by Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah.
No, but what I would say is Chris Wilder was very critical, as we've come to expect when he doesn't get a performance that he likes. Yeah. He's obviously he demands high standards of his players, and we've seen that by how they performed overall this season. Mm-hmm. And he's the only player he said had any credit after this Leicester game was the goalkeeper. So that speaks for itself, I think. Him and Nick Pope are the standout candidates for English goalkeepers in my opinion. So, I mean, take your pick, really.
Yeah.
England will be playing Wales in a friendly in October, which has been announced.
Yes. Come on.
So who knows who's going to get picked for that. But one thing is for sure is that Jamie Vardy, was on absolute pest patrol yesterday. And I think the England squad would be better if we could find a way to have him in it to really hassle and harry teams in the last 15 or 20. I know it's probably not going to happen, but he showed again yesterday, obviously provided that assist for Damari Gray. Which, by the way, the commentator, I don't know who it was, I've got no issue in calling him out publicly, it's a hard job and all the rest of it. I don't want to embarrass them personally. But what I would say is this. The commentator said, Jamie Vardy laid it on a plate for Damari Gray, who still had an awful lot to do. Well, it's either on a plate or it isn't. Which is it?
Maybe it's like a really difficult kind of on-the-bone meat. He's still got a lot of filleting to do.
Bit
of
cling film on there because it's been reheated.
Fish.
Yeah.
That's always a nightmare.
Can't find knife or fork.
A bit of surf and turfy going for there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Talking of that sort of laying it on a plate, I quite liked Brendan Rodgers talking about Luke Thomas, who had a great debut.
Yes, he did.
I've never seen him play before.
No, but
it's great to see an academy talent actually playing the Premier League and not being farmed out on nonsense.
What a novelty.
I know.
He talked about him serving the ball to Iose Perez, which I quite liked. He served it up.
The ball.
And that's what you want.
Brendan described Soyuncu, obviously, he's suspended until, I think that's him done, isn't it? I think he's on the beach, isn't he? He said, in fairness to Cags, what a nickname, Cags.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. I don't care for it, really.
Cags. Is it not Cagney? It's Caglar, or I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah, but Cags.
Yeah.
I'll call him Cagney or something, I don't know.
Cagney?
Cagney and Lacey. Remember those two guys?
Lasses, I do remember.
Women.
Yeah.
I'm the pejorative guys.
Cagmire, you could go for, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that would be a bad idea. Chris Wilder said, he said that it would have been a what did he say? It would have been a massive smash and grab job if they'd have got a point and said we didn't deserve anything. Whereas old Brendy after the game, and it was nice to see Brendy purring again, because after the debacle of the second half against Bournemouth, when they capitulated, and they still need to get the Champions League spot, don't they? He said, I thought we were brilliant tonight.
Yeah, they were good, Marcus, because I think, and what Chris Wilder's also alluding to there is, Leicester got a goal up after half an hour, and then Sheffield United, to their credit, push, don't they? Yeah. And try and get something out of it. And Leicester just keep catching them on the break,
Leicester
and eventually 2-0.
They should have been way...
They had three times the amount of shots, more of the ball, but they... And given that they played the second half essentially on the counter-attack, that sort of tells its own story. But it is always pleasing. I imagine Leicester fans will be very, very pleased that their team have capitulated in such a dreadful way against one of the worst teams in the league last time out, and then come back against a good team and done that. I didn't necessarily see that coming, so good on them.
Yeah, they've been a bit up and down, haven't they, since the restart? But as you say, they've got themselves back in contention. And it is interesting, that race for the last sort of couple of spots. It's between sort of Leicester, Manchester United and Chelsea. Now, Chelsea have Liverpool, then Wolves. But the way Liverpool are playing, you might fancy yourself.
I get the feeling that Chelsea could turn Liverpool over and then just lose against Wolves and drop out a third. It's just like, it just seems to be that's the way that Frank's team's saying
it. So is it if United and Leicester both win and Chelsea lose to Liverpool, then United and Leicester could play out a draw.
Nudge, nudge, wink,
and
wink.
Both get it in there.
Say no more.
Or as my friend Lee was calling it earlier, a 22-man rondo for 90 minutes. I think that's how the maths could work out.
I think that would be very, very distasteful.
But Jurgen Klopp's going to explode. Is Jurgen Klopp going to be the first person to resign, having won the title for the first time for a club in 30 years? Because he's so pissed off with the performances.
Maybe. It could happen. Yeah. I like the thought, though, that Leicester going into that game with Manchester United, it could be essentially a fourth place playoff if Chelsea, obviously, as you say,
always with the international stuff, isn't he? Could you all just wear like plain kits?
Yeah,
could you just do it in wherever the Euros are going to be?
England,
everywhere. Yeah, can you just do it at Wembley?
Can you? Yeah, Manchester versus Leicester at Wembley. No sponsors on the kits, etc., etc. Lovely old job. Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
National
suits me.
We're all
national anthem. Yeah. the national anthem of Chelsea.
Manchester United, they need to play West Ham. Of course, West Ham, will they have much to play for in that game? I mean, they hope not.
But they're playing tonight, aren't they?
Because they're playing tonight against Watford, and a winner here is almost certainly safe from relegation. So it's a big one.
Yeah,
spicy. It is extremely spicy, Pete Donaldson.
Friday Night Lights.
What curry would it be?
Oh. It would be a Danzac.
That's not that spicy.
Yeah, but it's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah, on the way.
I was going to go straight for the old Vindaloo.
It's not a Vindaloo. Oh,
but, you know, I was just thinking about England, you see.
Not the champion. Yeah.
Again with the
Vindaloo.
England.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Look, I've missed out this summer.
Yeah.
I've kept really quiet up until now.
when's someone going to think of Marcus, eh? Yeah. The only man in the UK who genuinely loves international football still.
How dare you?
We all love international football, but he just likes it at weird times.
Yeah. Do you see that? Pete Donaldson's loving it.
Yeah, he is.
There's a time and place for a lot of stuff. Uh-huh. Sexual congress. You do it on the bus. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What?
Marcus is doing it on the bus. We're doing it in the normal bedroom.
Don't look at me, Marcus. I can't help you.
All right. Well, all aboard the big fun bus, ladies and gentlemen. But until then, we've got to talk about West Ham versus Watford. Nigel Pearson has said it's important that our players free themselves up and play. Has he captured them? Are they in... is that what that means?
It's important they get out of the escape room.
If you can pick the lock, boys, you're playing.
Yeah. First 11 back to me office. Get in the team.
Don't bring the radiator with you.
What happens if it's four goalkeepers? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, who do we fancy? Do we fancy Moyes as a master plan from Moyes?
Well, they both won their last game.
They did. I mean, they'll be. I tell you what, that Everton equaliser came as a bit of a relief. I think.
I mean, to be honest, Aston Villa, I've kept pretty quiet up to now. I know Jim Campbell's had some strong opinions on Aston Villa, and so have some of the other guys. But if you are conceding in the last 5 minutes to a Theo Walcott header, there's got to be some kind of clause in the Premier League contract that
it's
says...
It's a weird image, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a weird image.
My brain couldn't even process it.
No.
It was like when you're playing a video game and it starts to jar.
Right.
It was a bit like that. What?
did you think finally this potential is coming to fruition?
Tim Cahill was fuming.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
just because someone else scored a header for Everton.
I was about to say.
It's me and Big Duncan, that's it.
Yeah.
Under a COVID lockdown, are you allowed to punch the corner flags?
No, you can't punch it. Oh, yeah.
Don't punch super.
Maybe
Theo.
They've been sanitised and they just someone comes along and re-sanitises
them.
Well,
they sanitise during the water breaks, don't they? The old posts and the bar.
Mm-hmm. I liked that, and I will come on to a little bit about Man United later because they're playing in the FA Cup, but I've got to say this before I forget. Mm. I liked that Roy Hodgson took the drink break to another level last night. Used it to berate the referee. So you can get amongst your players, give them a drink, have a bit of tactical instruction. I'm going for the ref. Yeah.
Listen, you.
I mean, to be fair, he was right to berate
him. And I'm going to get stuck into that myself later. I'm sure we all are.
Well, of course, if West Ham and Watford, if they played out a draw, you know, it would be
4 points up.
Be a pretty handy point for both sides. However, what is it? Watford, who have still got to play Manchester City and Arsenal. Maybe they prefer a win.
Well, there's a lot of teams in the Premier League at the moment, Marcus and Pete, that you don't really know what you're going to get. Chelsea, Leicester, Arsenal are three that you don't know what you're going to get from. And then you've obviously got the mix-up of the teams in the middle who can't really do anything either way, who are going to play their part, I expect, as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if someone said to those two teams, based on what's happened, particularly Watford, who've been through 400 managers this season, if you could be 4 points out of relegation with two games to play, they'd probably take it, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah. They've got Manchester United and then Aston Villa. Mm. So, obviously, Manchester United, of course, they've got the semi-final coming up. But that's the thing. I think West Ham and Watford, their games straight after are quite rather tricky, it's fair to say. So, they will be. I actually think this should be... a very interesting game. I mean, having said that, probably be a boring 0-0. But both sides, you know, you get the win, you're done. You're there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That is
a big incentive.
But that's the thing, though.
But you don't want to leave your back door open and get caught out.
This is it. Yeah. It's a bit like going into extra time golden goal back in the day when it was a thing. You think it's there for the taking. Mm. It is so tempting to do that. But at the same time, you know, can David Moyes trust that defence?
Yeah, golden goal again, Pete. Another bit of incentive.
Cup in his cup, anyone?
Yeah.
Leave.
How was the show today? Mark's talked about the golden goal. How did he get that in there?
Yeah. Well, I could have said silver goal if I was being particularly perverted. But I felt maybe next week. But it's a fascinating one there. So I think that
we're getting to officially the business end. I declare the business end open.
Oh, it's only like 2-3 games left.
Yeah, I slept in. There's a queue outside the shop.
Were you waiting for a more kind of impressive business end? Because Liverpool, there was no real business end. It was kind of like done and dusted.
No, although I didn't think Liverpool were just going to do what they've done, which is essentially go from being potentially the most impressive Premier League season ever to just another Premier League winner, which is an interesting one.
I think the fact is that the season stopped for a break mid-March or end of March, whenever.
Did it?
Yeah, no one ever talked about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And Southampton got beat 9-0.
Did they? Who did that?
So I had a pop on Twitter. They have a pop. That's right. They're listening to Football Ramble. I do not mind. Yeah. They said, Pete, you want them to have a break after the end of the season, do you? How much time off do you think they need? I was like, well, yeah, by the time it gets to the Euros, it's going to be rubbish.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be walking wounded.
Stop talking about international football.
that's why there's five subs next season, presumably, because the break is going to be so small.
Now, talking of Twitter,
hello.
One thing that Watford can be proud of is it's been the Premier League profanity table has been published, which is the percentage of fans tweets containing swear words from each club.
What's your profanities?
Well, who on earth compiled this? Which dirty so-and-so? But Watford are top 8.5%. Amazed that it's that low, actually.
They should 8.5% of all words used by Watford fans are swear words. That's still quite good. That's almost 1 in 10.
But they're the top.
Yeah,
who's bottom? Manchester United.
Yeah.
0.9.
But is that they've got a lot of international fans?
Yeah, they're only doing English.
And it is going a bit better at the moment.
Mind you, if you're speaking a language as a second language, you normally, invariably, you just learn about the swear words straight away, right?
No, they're the best part of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
that's why footballers named Baka are really hard to pronounce in international tournaments on Japanese television because it means idiot.
Does it?
Idiot. Oh, I see. Second is Crystal Palace. Presumably, that's based on most of what happened last night.
Strong London.
Yeah. Tottenham Hotspur, third, 7.1%. I wonder how much that increased when Mourinho became more of a reality.
Yeah. Well, I sort of look at like Zaha does get fouled a lot. IU as well, but he commits a lot of them as well, so he's quite high on the league table. Southampton's away kit's a bit shit, so probably people are complaining about that.
I find it quite interesting. Southampton are fourth, but that's probably, you make up a lot of that percentage.
9-0,
I think.
9-0, the catalyst.
But am I pleased that the best player Southampton has ever had has turned into be some kind of climate change denying fringe weirdo on Twitter? Yes, I am.
Yes. I bet you bloody are.
I am.
I find this quite interesting. Wolves are fifth. Aston Villa 6th, Leicester 7th. It's a bit of a Midlands vibe going on there. So the South East, in London in particular, is the swearest, then the Midlands, and then everyone else seems a bit more chilled out. Although West Ham at 11th, who'd have thought?
I thought
West Ham would be higher, and I thought Bournemouth would be a lot lower than 10th, because they seem to me quite a nice bunch.
Yeah.
But there you go.
And there's less of them in the stadium, obviously, as well.
Very true. Very true, gentlemen. All right, before the break, let's go to La Liga. Huge celebrations in Madrid yesterday because it was Gareth Bale's birthday.
I was going to say, Gareth Bale's Real Madrid have won the league.
His birthday.
Put your feet up, Gareth. Oh, you already are.
Do you think he was in the stands going, lads, you shouldn't have? Another medal for me.
Well, he put the mask on at the weekend over his face, didn't he?
Yeah.
And obviously everyone was having a pop at him in the Spanish media. It's a no-look win. It's a no-look La Liga win.
Yeah.
I feel very, very pleased for Karim Benzema.
Yes.
I know Andy's kind of alluded to it earlier this week, but, you know, 11 years at Real Madrid, you know, it feels nice that since the lockdown's eased, he's got a lot of the credit, because for most of his time there, he's taken criticism. He obviously fell down the pecking order a lot, even way back to the kind of Higuain days when he was not being picked ahead of him, and
he was serving Cristiano Ronaldo.
He was looked after a lot by Ronaldo. Yeah,
he was Ronaldo's waiter. Do you know what I mean?
He was obviously disrespected by Mourinho, but that doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah.
Did Mourinho say if you were going to go hunting, you need a dog, and I've got a cat about Brett Benzema or something? Which obviously outrageous.
Yeah.
But he's been great since the restart. Scored some important goals against some good teams. So good on him.
Yeah.
And the other thing is this a sign that the world is changing? Because we've had a Welbeck goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've had Virgil van Dijk making a mistake.
Yes,
that's the guys talked about yesterday. And now Benzema getting his credit. The world might be turning on its axis. We might be on the brink of something actually really positive.
Well, I'll tell you what. Buy a lottery ticket. Is the lottery still going?
Luke,
I don't know.
Andy Carroll's still injured.
True.
Thank you.
So, yeah, when he gets fit, you...
Well, he has played this season.
He has played it quite a lot, actually. Yeah.
When he gets fit, get in your bunker. That's what I'm saying. Buy
your
a lot
tin
of tin food.
Is he coming for me?
Big tin. Knocking on the door. Yeah, let us in.
Am I going to be involved in some kind of variation of the Liam Neeson movie Taken?
No, the Kevin Nolan...
Don't worry, just go for the knee.
Either of them.
Yeah. Has he got a weak spot? A fair few. You'll be okay. But yes...
Just make him play a game.
I just throw him a football, we'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The Blancos have won the league for the 34th time in Spain.
Oh, did you like
it's a heartwarming story, isn't it?
It is. It's always pleasing for the underdogs to win, of course.
Yeah.
But yes, Peter, the penalty.
The penalty, yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it?
Sergio Ramos has put away, I think, 104 penalties in consecutive. 22 or something like that? It's absolutely remarkable. They were talking about that the other day.
Well, I thought obviously he's taken up the mantle after Ronaldo left,
and hasn't he just?
But like. I think he's only taken six and scored six in La Liga, or he certainly scored six in La Liga.
Hmm.
And 16 goals in total. Not a bad return for a player who plays there.
The record for penalties taken and scored in a row is Robert Lewandowski. 31, I think. Ooh. In Europe, at least, I think.
Fuck a duck.
More than Matt Le Tissier.
Yeah, because I think he got to 27 or 28, and then some UFO went past.
Yeah, he got the ball, it was flat.
And then you hired Yuri Geller to take him out.
Probably shouldn't have been a penalty. Would that be fair? I mean, we'll come on to the decisions. It's kind of just it was a bit soft.
I've got a lot of room in my certain part of my brain for bad penalty decisions. I feel a bit overloaded this year. Come on to that.
VR's had a terrible return from the break.
VR now.
VR. Virtual reality.
Virtual refereeing.
Yes.
You didn't even have to turn up.
Yeah, because no one's doing it.
But yeah, we have to mention that Ramos sort of passed the penalty to Benzema, who encroached. I mean, I thought to myself, go for your 23rd consecutive.
It was very, very, very good. Very good of him. But people were sort of calling it the Henry
Pires. Yeah. Oh, Johan Cruyff did it.
But he did manage. But people forget that he did manage to do it with Florent Malouda successfully in a charity match.
That's the real quiz.
It's a 50-50 win ratio.
I've got a feeling, as Marcus says, that Cruyff's done it. I also think Messi might have done it.
Yeah, Messi and Suarez did it against Celta Vigo.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Barcelona lost as well.
Yeah, he did.
Mugs.
Yeah.
Mugs.
Exactly. Well, they're in a bit of a mess, aren't they?
They're all in a big mess.
Yeah.
But there we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a quick break.
Cool fact, A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jackmate's Happy Hour is back for a brand new season. It's the podcast where we talk to some of the most exciting people in the world, from Ricky Gervais.
In some ways, fame makes you a better person. You know, it's like, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God's watching me. But I know someone with
everyone else's.
To undercover police officers.
Can you see the fading scar there, gentlemen?
Yeah.
That's where I was stabbed in the neck by a drug dealer once.
Or we just talk about whatever's making us laugh right now.
When you think back to school kid banter, like, it's well funny because of how immature it is. We had this teacher called Mr. McGibbon, and he had this big cushion that he was teaching us how to rugby tackle on. He just ran up to it, rugby tackled it, but landed on top of it, and one of the kids shouted, "It's not your wife, sir."
That is funny.
Listen to Jackmate's Happy Hour on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pod.
Jackmate's Happy Hour is a Stakhanov production.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betway. Now, before we go any further, Dean Smith is unhappy that footballers are not being frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, although some of his defenders look like they have been.
Oi, oi. Boom, boom. Lovely.
Is this the cryo chamber thing, Mark?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to use his cryo chamber. I thought that because obviously.
Crimea chamber.
Because of. That's one he was.
Yeah.
Because of the COVID situation, obviously they don't want people using devices. But I genuinely thought like freezing COVID would kill it, and I did a little Google. Turns out not in the slightest.
No.
Does freezing kill coronavirus? Says Dr. Wiles. Asks someone to Dr. Wiles. The microbiologist Susie Wiles. Freezing on refrigerating groceries can kill a virus. The answer is not likely.
Okay, right.
I've been freezing all my friends.
Yeah.
Before I talk to them.
Are you going to let them out?
Yeah, I'm going to let them out.
Well, yeah. Dean Smith wants him, he wants the cryo chambers back.
Yeah, it's a really important part of recovery, isn't it? I remember being at Aston Villa a while ago now. You were with me.
Is Dean Smith the Mandalorian? Is that what he is? It's freezing people.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
But Allardyce brought him in, didn't he?
As far as I know, all the top clubs use them now. A lot of top athletes use them. I'm pretty sure that they use in other sports, obviously. But when we went to Aston Villa, Marcus, it was when Martin O'Neill was manager. And they had those big ice plunge pools for people to use for recovery.
Right, yeah.
And if you remember, there was a sign up saying, because none of the players wanted to do it, because in this case, with cryotherapy, you're being reduced down to minus 110 degrees for a short amount of time to aid your recovery, because it basically accelerates the body's kind of natural recovery skills. Mm. But no one wanted to do it at Villa, obviously, because there were signs everywhere in the changing room saying, if you don't do this, you have to come into training half an hour earlier the next day to prepare. It was almost like a punishment.
Yeah, right,
so it's clearly a big part of it. And he and Dean Smith is saying that players are getting injured because they're not getting a chance to use this cryotherapy as part of their routine to reduce like inflammation, to enhance blood flow and stuff like that. So
it makes sense, although it is quite funny, you know, if you think about your traditional footballing men from back in the day, you think players are sort of pampered a bit too much because, you know, Dean Smith said, well, they've had to settle for sleep, nutrition and soft tissue massages.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll start for that now.
Oh.
Yeah.
And anybody fancy giving me a little... Actually, Marcus, very good massager.
Yeah.
Some of the training grounds have got sleeping pods, haven't they?
Yes,
because the athletes need a lot of sleep. But the thing is, Marcus, when you refer it back to kind of the 70s and 80s or whatever it is, it's simply that those they weren't expected to be top athletes, and they weren't top athletes. Mm-hmm. They were just skillful football players.
They would use it to cool their beers.
Or tough. Yeah. Get your beer in there. But the thing is, are you not worried that the cryo chamber madness... it would be that a lot of young players who like to have a bit of fun and, you know, everyone talks about the changing room banter in quotes, right. Would they be doing competition to see who can stay in there longer?
Yeah.
Because they will end up dead if they do
They'll
that.
They'll do it. Well, I think it's probably got one that's unlocks.
Auto locks.
Do you want that? I think the crystal mares.
Yeah.
I looked into how much it cost to buy one of these cryo chambers.
Let me guess.
Go, you have a guess. There's
entry level.
For clarity, there's lots of different types.
But which one are you saying?
Top end. Guess how much they are top end.
Top 20, end.
25 grand.
No.
100 grand.
600 grand.
Wow.
Golden.
Bloody.
Top end.
Well, I'm not getting one.
No.
That's a Keith Gillespie.
Yeah. So if you've got one knocking about the flat, you could probably sell it.
Yeah. I could probably make
Or exchange it for a Keith Gillespie.
That's Carlos Tevez for a week in China.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. It really
makes
does.
Makes you think.
Right, gentlemen. Last night, before we get to the FA Cup semi-finals, last night, Leeds United beat Barnsley 1-0.
Mm.
Leeds are in touching distance of the Premier League. And it could happen because tonight, West Brom... are playing, and if Huddersfield do them a favour against West Brom this evening...
Have you seen Huddersfield much this season?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's the Championship.
True.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. And if Brentford don't beat Stoke on Saturday, Leeds are back.
El loco, el promoto.
I said this when it was fairly safe to say so, as a neutral, that Liverpool, when the year they finally win the league after 30
Leeds
years,
will go off.
Leeds will go up. I told you.
So
can't mess it up.
They are essentially there, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got an inferior goal difference to West Brom. Yeah. Let's
talk about it like they're there, which will really... Leeds fans are like, what do you think Leeds will do with all that TV money?
Well, listen, don't go down that road.
Yeah.
I think you just sounded the Peter Risdale alarm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's back.
But on the Huddersfield front, I hope they do stay in the Championship because Danny Cowley, it's a nice story and he's worked his way up and got a big job and they should... be okay, so I hope they stay okay.
Mm.
But on the Leeds-Barnsley front, I felt a bit sorry for Barnsley. I watched this game.
If they win their last two matches, they still go down. Or they could still go down.
But they've played... I've seen them play a few times on TV this season.
They've played okay.
But they just don't get points. They just don't score. And they actually gave a really good account of themselves, particularly in the second half in this game against Leeds.
Bamford was blown at the end. He was just like... He couldn't believe how hard that game was.
Did you see that non-penalty?
There's a reason why.
I don't know what...
He's put his Nalgene down. He's put his glass of water down.
First of all, the assistant referee is five... You can say Nalgene, it's fine.
It's fine.
5 metres away from it, the assistant referee.
Yeah.
And the referee's on the other angle.
Yeah.
He is completely taken out.
Mm.
And if people listening haven't seen it, it is a dictionary definition, not the ball past defender. He slides in late and takes him out. And the referee gives nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah,
and Patrick Bamford, you can lip read him. And he's obviously angry, but he's quite posh. So it's quite funny. At the end, he just crestfallen just goes, "Well, it's got to be a corner then." And he doesn't get the corner either.
Nice.
You don't get into a negotiation with the referee.
Because what he's saying, if you think he's played the ball, you've got to give us a corner.
Yeah.
I'll take a corner. We'll set up for a corner.
Give me a watch.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see Calvin Phillips in the Premier League next season. I'm excited, of course, to see El Loco. I'm interested to see what happens with Pablo Hernandez as well. He's been amazing for them for a long time.
And shame about Calvin Phillips because he's injured.
Injured, out for the season, the Yorkshire Peeler.
He's a player, great isn't player. He? And I think if he gets some Premier League minutes under his belt, and one should say this shouldn't be a requirement necessarily, but you know, you've got to be thinking about England.
Yeah. But there was talk of it
England.
Anyway.
That's right, England.
There was
England.
Talk of it anyway, Marcus.
Yeah, of course there was. Yeah.
So
Bielsa says that he's not enjoying it. He can't enjoy it until it's actually happened. And I think after they've gained access, they've been promoted to the Premier League. I think he still won't be able to enjoy it because he's quite aloof.
Do you think he'll stay? I hope he stays.
Even the Premier New season, he's off.
Yeah, because he does make some madness
sometimes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Can I take your bucket? Take your bucket. All right, I'll stay.
16 years out of the Premier League. That's incredible.
It's one of those ones, isn't it? It's like Liverpool taking so long to win the league again. When these things happen, when Leeds go down, you think, oh, well, they'll be back. you know, and didn't think it'd be that long.
I think it takes a very modern kind of, probably quite aloof, call a maniac. The maniac managers are the best managers in 2020, so they might fare quite well in the Premier League.
I love it, but they're not actually promoted yet.
No.
Leeds fans all hated that little bit of chat there, but we're looking forward to you.
6 points with two games left, and they've got an 8-goal inferior goal difference to Brentford. So Brentford basically have to win both their last two games, and Leeds have to lose their two.
And they're and obviously the
they're playing Stoke and Barnsley.
Brentford are playing well though.
Oh, they're playing brilliantly. They've won every game since the comeback.
What's that? It's the spooky ghost.
It's the ghost of
Not getting promoted.
Peter Ridsdale.
Oh, we start with the chat. They're definitely in the Premier League. We end with the ghost of Peter Ridsdale.
Nice.
There's nothing here for Leeds fans.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. FA Cup semi-finals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Arsenal versus Manchester City. An obvious favourite here, of course. But it is, it is Darth Vader versus Darth Maul, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you mean.
They are members of the Sith. Is that the right way to say it?
Do you find it interesting?
A bit Sithy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you find it interesting that, because obviously in the other semi-final Chelsea play Man United, do you find it interesting that like Frank Lampard gets a certain amount of stick because of his lack of experience, saying that he shouldn't have got the Chelsea job because he's only done a year at Derby? No one really says that about Arteta.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
Even is it because Arteta's Spanish and is a little bit more trendy in his work under Guardiola?
Would you say that he's done his dog? He's at a bigger club, a Premier League club.
But
Lampard worked as a full time as an actual manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but in the second tier.
Well, this is the thing.
What's your beef with Derby?
Just
hates him.
Midlands. Too sweary.
Yeah. No, average sweary.
Average sweary.
Yeah, Derby.
Interesting. Although with Wayne Rooney there, maybe. A little bit more swearing.
He got caught in possession the other day. See that?
Did he really?
Yeah.
No,
caught in possession.
Well, that's not what you're there for, Wazza.
No, exactly.
you're there to look after that thing.
Exactly. But anyway, it's just an aside that I just thought of.
Frank's had an excellent season at Chelsea, I have to say. With the experience that he's got, and to be honest, the players that he's got, he's obviously going to have to tighten up at the back. And like Andy said, they've gone in for players that are available. He's bombed Jorginho out. Conte might be back for this match, so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's had a good season. Yeah. They're currently third.
We were saying at the start of the season, I think it was Kate who was saying to me on Wednesday, that we were talking about what's a successful season for Chelsea and Frank Lampard. And we were saying at the start of the season, for his experience and for what's come before him in terms of Sarri and how that kind of ended, a top four would be a successful thing. And he's probably going to do top four, you'd think, while bringing through a lot of players through.
They're guaranteed top five.
Yes.
Now, I understand that, Europa League, which, of course, they won recently under Sarri, they'd want to be back in the Champions League. But I think you're absolutely right. I think, you look at Manchester City and Liverpool above them. I mean, especially with Liverpool, they're just in a different class this season. But I think he has. And I think with Chelsea fans, they would have been perhaps a little bit nervy because of all the players, other than maybe John Terry, coming back and managing them. You wouldn't want to be in that situation where it's like, Frank, 12th place isn't good enough for a son.
No.
You know, but they're doing well. They're in there. And they've got new signings next season. They've done some decent business.
I think that's also important to point out for sure. I think the way that Man United have been playing, I think they'll be favourites. And I think we're almost, like personally, I think we're almost certain to see a Manchester derby of an FA Cup final, which should be really good.
Do you think you're that certain that they're going to beat Chelsea?
I think they will beat them, yeah.
Chelsea concede a lot. Well, more than anyone else.
Chelsea
are
third in the league with a plus 15 goal difference.
Yeah. And Manchester United seem to control VAR when it comes to penalties.
Oh, now you can spirit. Get your tinfoil hat on. I mean, what I would say is,
Matt Letizia told me that.
I love that we've got a legitimate reason to cane Matt Letizia now.
I love him still.
But the reason, of course you do. You're one of them. but the reason that we mentioned this earlier is because that decision last night for Wilfred Zaha to not get a penalty, which I'm not suggesting Palace would have got anything out of the game, although of course it would have put them 1-0 up, wouldn't it? And it would have changed the game in a big way because Man United go down the other end and score straight away.
Yeah.
A referee misses something, fine. It happens. It's a fast-paced game. They have my sympathy for that. When VAR check that and say, not clear and obvious.
What are they looking at?
It's mad. I don't see it. Even if you, Pete, if you tried to get and thought to yourself, I'm going to try and be the most empathetic man in the world and try and get on board with what they're thinking and what they're seeing, it's still impossible to
it,
see.
It is it reputation that he gets fouled a lot, so he makes the most of fouls.
But
I know that's not
it.
The point. I know you can say, I don't know. I think the body shape, the way he went down, he sort of, it was quite theatrical, more theatrical than he usually goes down. But I mean, it was a penalty. It was a stone cold bloody penalty.
Well, you
ridiculous.
Say that, but Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said the decision was correct.
Yeah, right.
Sorry,
and,
yeah.
And he's a proper company man. But Pete,
you want to say that when Fernandes got that penalty against Villa?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's another example of the kind of clear and obvious, almost what people are saying, what Vicious said, is that the cricket variation of umpire's call.
Yeah.
It's not obvious enough to overturn it in their opinion. So if that was given as a penalty and VAR checked, presumably it would have just been given a penalty, which makes a mockery of the whole laws of the game type thing anyway. That is a nailed on 100% penalty any day of the week and twice on a Sunday, and it's not being given.
Big nail as well.
And it's not right. And I can understand why Roy was pissed off. And Marcus, I know you've probably spoken to Roy, have you, and comforted him.
I just felt sorry for him because about the decision, he said, "We're not fortunate at the moment."
Well, what he means by that is we've lost every game.
Well, they've been
six
safe.
Games in a row or something.
They have been safe for a while, my good man. Anyway, Luke, let's have a bit of Four to Score.
Yeah, it's time for Betway's Four to Score. Each week we'll be participating in Four to Score for a chance to win a huge prize for charity. Four to Score entry is free. All you need to do is pick the first goal scorer in each of Betway's four selected games for a chance to win £100,000 or up to it this week. Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game. Further T's and C's apply. Of course, we play along here too, and if we win it, we'll give the money to charity. This week, game one is Pete Donaldson's Bournemouth v Southampton. A South Coast derby. Who have you got, Peter?
I've gone for Junior Stanislas. He took a penalty recently, so that's what I'm going off.
You've gone for a player who can't play a full game.
Penalty.
Fair enough. Andy Brassel was in the chair to pick a fourth, or to game number two, because obviously we need a fourth member. It's Spurs v Leicester on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Here's what Andy went for.
Hello all, Andy here. So Spurs versus Leicester. Spurs with two wins in a row, which should have us thinking loads differently about them under Mourinho. But quite frankly, I will still not be convinced with them playing this sort of football, even when this sort of football has them 30 games unbeaten into next season and comfortably top of the league. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the renewed Leicester and obviously Jamie Vardy to get the first goal in this game.
A Jamie Vardy selection there for Andy. A pest selection. Yeah. Game three is me, Sheffield United v Everton, Monday at 6 o'clock, a Monday night treat. I've gone for Sander Berger.
Yeah.
I love Sander Berger.
I thought you might have gone for a Pickford own goal.
Can you do that? I don't think you can. No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
You can do no goal scorer. I don't think own goals count.
Okay.
They're positive.
And that's why I've gone for Sander Berger.
Yeah, okay.
Although it might incorporate a Jordan Pickford mistake. Who knows? And the final game, Marcus, this will pick itself.
Yeah.
Because it's Palace and they're playing Wolves.
Yeah, you know it, baby. Raul Jimenez.
Got to be picked. Has to be picked. Palace travel to Wolves on Monday night as well. So in summary, Junior Stanislas, Jamie Vardy, Sander Berger and Raul Jimenez are our picks for Betway's Four to Score. Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game and further T's and C's apply. I don't know why I said the word selections like that. You must be over the age of 18 to gamble and do gamble responsibly. And for more information, go to gambleaware.org.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. What's it time for now, Luke?
It's time for this. It's one of those games that's quite difficult to explain, but you'll get it as soon as you start hearing it.
You wanted a jingle. I made you a jingle.
Do I want a jingle? Yes. Do I want a jingle which highlights how bad a broadcaster I am? Also, yes.
It doesn't even have the title of the game.
No, it's time for Luke's game.
Luke's game.
Look, I'm not going to spend my time explaining it now. But people will get it as they listen along.
Yeah.
We welcome a debutant to Luke's game this week.
Oof.
Very nice to see you. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is Pete Donaldson and I'm from Hartlepool.
Okay, and what's your occupation?
I am a podcaster, inexplicably. Because that's a job in 2020.
You never played this before?
No, Pete's never played.
No, I have. I didn't do as badly as I thought I was because I think all of the players may have been Newcastle related.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a stinker.
Oh
no! I think you'll be fine, Pete. I think you might be okay.
Don't worry. When you get David Beckham in a minute, you'll know.
Yeah. Look, Marcus, as long as you've not sort of dwelled on that too much, that's the most important thing. I got absolutely battered on Twitter all week for that.
Why? What happened?
Because I chose the players at random.
Yeah.
Really? I chose the order at random.
Yeah.
And Andy got David Beckham.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So now, how Marcus explains the other 4 points he lost, I don't know.
I was so crestfallen.
Yeah, it could bounce
back.
Look,
the independent inquiry, and I hear there's a few going on. Yeah. We've got to wait for the results.
Mm. I'm chairing those, yeah. So that's disappointing for you, that.
Right, job.
So, okay, 5 players, 5 points up for grabs. You know that you can't name more than a club more than once, and if you get a club wrong or you don't name them, the other person gets the point. I believe it's Pete first.
Yeah,
because he's new to this. I think you are new to this, but maybe you're not. I thought you
I'm
were.
Very defensive. I seem to recall. I mean, in my life.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that, yeah. And it's a fair tactic. The first player, Pete. What are you shaking your head at?
Nothing.
Thing is, even if it is a Newcastle player, I won't. I'm not very. my memory is so bad.
The first player, Peter, is he's played for 8 clubs in total.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Okay, yeah. Right.
It's Edgar Davids.
Oh, Tricksville.
So you're not moaning now, are you?
Tricksville, Tennessee.
Not moaning now.
Yeah.
I can name three.
Three? Marcus, do I hear 4 from you?
Yeah, I can do 4.
4? Would you like, Pete, would you like 5?
Can I up the bid?
Yeah, sure.
I can do 5.
Oh.
Would you like to do 6, Peter?
I can't do 6. Jesus.
Marcus, would you please, one at a time, name 5 clubs that the great... And listen, some people have said... he's not great. He is a great player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5 clubs that Edgar Davids played for.
Ajax.
Correct.
Barcelona.
Correct.
Juventus.
Correct.
AC Milan.
Correct.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Correct. Oh.
Could have had Barnett as well.
And Crystal Palace. Spent 6 games at Crystal Palace.
Oh, Palace.
They're the little bastards, you forget.
There you go.
Yeah, so started his career at Ajax, Milan, Juventus. A little loan spell at Barcelona.
Yeah.
Surprised you got that one, actually. It's easily forgettable. Mm. Inter,
he did play.
Spurs, yeah. Ajax, Crystal Palace, and Barnett. Obviously played for Ajax twice. That doesn't count. So he played for 8 clubs in total. That's 1-0 to Marcus.
Well, odd one with the old Inter and AC thing and the amount of players that have played for each side.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be as much of a big deal, does it?
Yeah.
No, they go on loan a lot between Serie A.
I'm sure the fans don't mind as well.
Yeah, exactly. same place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stadium.
Right, Peter,
now.
You're up second. So, Marcus, you get to go first this time.
Ooh.
The next player is... You're 1-0 up.
Yeah.
It's a good start. Solid. Hidetoshi Nakata.
Oh, Gordon. Bloody
Hidetoshi Nakata. Japanese legend. He's played for 7 clubs in total. How many of those clubs can you name?
I can name 2.
Peter?
I can't name 3. I can name 2, but I can't name 3.
Surely you've got to say 3 and go for a Japanese side.
Have a dig at three. You want to go through? Do you want 4?
No.
All right.
And I'll...
By the way, gamesmanship is encouraged here. So if he's going to chip off at you, that's your problem,
okay,
not
right,
mine.
Yeah, okay.
So of the 7 clubs that Hidetoshi Nakata's played for, Peter, can you have a go at naming 3, please?
Tokyo Verde.
Incorrect.
Oh, Peter, unlucky. I admire that, son. Yeah, I really do.
With Japanese ones.
It's 2-0 to Marcus.
Oh, nuts.
He started at Belmare Hiratsuka.
Right.
I've never heard of them. Perugia, of course. Roma, Parma, Bologna, Fiorentina. Finished his career at Big Sam's Bolton.
Yeah, so Bolton and Roma were the ones I remember.
He didn't do it. He didn't go back. I thought he went back to Japan.
Yeah, I thought he did as well.
No, he didn't. Okay.
Shit.
2-0 to Marcus. Pete, you're up against it. If you're going to do this now, you're going to have to do it the hard way, my friend.
Sorry, everyone.
Don't apologise. It's easy until you get under the lights.
Mm. Absolutely.
And the third player. This is more of an interesting one. Uh-huh. This could be a little bit more difficult than people think. Marcus, Peter's up first.
Yes, he is.
And it's 7 clubs in total.
Right.
It's your friend and mine, Peter Schmeichel.
Schmeichel!
Oh, Schmeichers.
Schmeichers.
Hey Siri. Hey, seriously, how many clubs did Peter Schmeichel? shut up.
Siri did actually go off.
I'm going to go for another 3. A nice 3. Round 3.
Marcus?
I'm going to do 5.
I can't do 6, can I? I'm useless at this.
Actually, do you know what? I'm concerned about this.
You've bid five. Right. You're not going to go 6?
No, I'm not going to go
6. So it's 5 on you, Marcus.
Yeah.
And I should remind listeners, it's for the win. 5 clubs that Peter Schmeichel played for. And if you get the 5th, I will be very, very impressed.
Okay. So, Manchester United.
Correct.
Manchester City.
Correct. A lot of people forget that.
Mm.
1 season.
Aston Villa.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bromby.
Correct.
Oh,
now,
on 4.
He had a spell in Portugal.
and I think he was at Sporting Club de Portugal.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
3-0. Well done. There's still two to play.
Oh, okay.
Who else did he play for?
He played for a club called Vredovre in Denmark, and he started his career at Gladsaxe Hero, which is a brilliant name for
him. It is a good name, yeah. No one's getting those two. So, not even Peter.
Pete, Marcus was whitewashed last week.
Yeah. Right.
And we know how...
Well, the investigation's not coming.
Okay.
Back yet.
Yeah, okay, right.
But the results stand until the Court for Arbitration of Sport rules. It stands as things stand. Pete, can you imagine, you know Marcus as well as I do,
yes.
Can you imagine how desperate he is to whitewash you in return?
No, because I wanted Pete to get that Tokyo Verde one. I'm all about the game.
It's like assaulting a child, isn't it, in this particular situation?
I've also seen you do.
Yeah.
Right, the next player, Marcus, you're up first.
It's like beating up a teenager.
To make it 4-0, or perhaps for Pete to get a consolation... Have we had enough Schmeichel in this game, do you think? No, we haven't, because the next player is Kasper Schmeichel, who's played for 9 clubs in total.
Nine! I'm going for 4.
This is not your bid, it's his.
Shit!
You've thrown your hand.
9 bloody clubs? Yeah.
You heard me.
He's all over the gaff, wasn't he?
Blimey, O'Reilly.
9 clubs in total.
All right, I'll go for 3 then.
Pete, you can do 4?
I'll go for 4.
Yeah, go on then. You do the 4.
Oh, Leicester.
Yeah, correct.
Notts County.
Correct.
Yeah, good.
I've never seen you under such duress.
Yeah.
Brondby.
Incorrect. He started as Manchester City, because I think that's where Peter put him.
Yes.
So you could have Man City.
That's where Peter put him.
That's where Peter put him.
You'll be happy here.
Yeah.
Mother and I'll see in 10 years.
So we're talking, it's Lone Central.
Yeah.
It's Darlington, Bury, Falkirk. Cardiff City.
Fucking hell.
Coventry City, Notts County, a year at Leeds, and then to Leicester, where he's kind of made his home. So it's 4-0 to Marcus. Now,
imagine when he was at Falkirk thinking, one day I'm going to win the Premier League.
Yeah. 15 games online at Falkirk.
Difficult in Scotland.
In 2007.
Yeah.
Peter, you're up for the 5th.
Yeah.
For a chance to avoid the whitewash. Ugh. Listen, you're never going to be ranked below Kate Mason, who literally refused to play.
She was in Autumn Revolt.
She was.
And at least she was Michael Scott drinking Scotch and Splendor.
She was. Absolutely.
Tastes like Splendor, gets you drunk like Scotch. Yeah. I'm not getting involved. She Gareth Bale'd it.
The last player who you're going to go first with, Peter, he's played for 9 clubs in total. I've designed it in this way because it will be interesting and it'll also annoy the shit out of Marcus.
Right.
Laurent Robert.
Yeah, that is annoying. Oh. No, go on. Don't say 1.
No, I'm saying 3.
Oh, yeah.
Good on Instagram. Good follow. Good follow.
Yeah, that's what reminded me. That's what made me choose it. It's just cooking steaks and drinking
cooking
wine.
Cooking steaks, smoking big cigars and drinking wine.
How confident are you with 3?
Don't listen to him. You don't have to answer
that. No, hang on. You're out of this. There's a conversation between Peter and I.
What's the name of the game?
See this?
Yeah, poker face. 4-0 down. Yeah. Doing the poker face now. Yeah. Should have done that earlier.
I'll go 4.
Can you do 5?
Oh, I can't do 5. And I don't think Marcus can do 4, quite frankly.
You're going to go for 4? Okay.
Come on, then.
For your 5-0 win, to restore a bit of pride, you've had a difficult week.
A very difficult
week. Bounce straight back. You did a Brendan Rodgers' Leicester. Laurent Robert, can you name 4? Was it 4?
Clubs.
4 clubs he's
played
for.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
I thought you should have said 5. I thought, I've well overcooked that. Newcastle United.
Correct.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Correct.
Rennes.
Incorrect. It's a point to Pete Dawson. Do a jingle or something.
Jingle.
It's one of those games that's quite difficult to explain, but you'll get it as soon as you start hearing it.
To sing the obscenity.
Bit of Robbie in there. 4-1.
Go on, who did he play?
So he started at Montpellier.
Ah.
Paris Saint-Germain, Newcastle United. Then he popped down to Portsmouth.
Oh, flipping heck, I forgot about that. That was the one, wasn't it?
Benfica, Levante. 4 games at Derby County.
There you are.
Toronto FC, and then finished up at Larissa. So that is 4-1. It's a solid win for Marcus. It's not the whitewash he so desperately wanted, though.
Well, no, because
a win's a win.
I'm quite traditional and Italian in my approach. You don't humiliate an opponent.
Fair enough.
You don't. Wait, if you do that to a man like Pete Donaldson.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, in which case, and I'll say, and I think we can all agree, we've all emerged with some credit here.
I enjoyed that. As I said, I play very defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You're quite attacking, actually. No, Carter, you went for it, mate.
Good on you.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen.
The wrong Japanese football team that may not even have existed when
you
played.
Like Laurent Robert, you had a go from distance.
You did. That's it.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Game's done.
There we are. Thank you very much for listening to the preview show sponsored by Betway. Tomorrow the Greatest Games in association with Blizzard, myself and Jonathan Wilson are on with Mark Gleeson, dialing in all the way from South Africa to talk about the 1996 Africa Cup of Nations final, which South Africa won 2-0 against the very young Tunisia side. So do get your ear holes around that. Obviously, another football ramble coming your way on Monday. Until then, say goodbye, Luke Moore.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Bafana, bafana.
And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.